quicker.
Okay, one moment.
Not prepared.
I probably don't need a microphone, but morning. Okay, I don't even know how to use this. These? Okay, I'm good. Okay, maybe. There we go. Okay. Oh, wait, I'm going to go forward first. There we go. Okay, so I'm pretty nervous, obviously, so I'm going to try not to talk too fast. First, these are my friends, and the one on the top left, the two on the outside, those are my roommates. They're both from New York, too, so get to see them after May, probably. Also, yeah, some of the guys. The most difficult thing in Costa Rica so far is living in a house with 13 guys, probably. The girls are easier, but guys are stretching me for sure. Another difficult thing are the classes. They're good, but we have 3 hours of Spanish in the morning, which is a lot for my brain to think for 3 hours in a different language, and then 3 hours of Bible. And the classes, there's like one class per week, so we have a final at the end of every week. And, yeah, the teachers come from, some of them are like local missionaries in Costa Rica from the United States, but then some are from colleges like Lancaster Bible College and the college I went to. And the classes aren't academically challenging necessarily, but very spiritually challenging, especially when a lot of the biblical truths that we're learning prove what I thought to be true wrong. So it's difficult to process and think through all the information we receive. Yep, that's it. And then ministry. Okay, these are some of the people I work with. Top left was the last week before we left, which is a little bit sad. But in the middle, that's our leader. He's not technically a pastor, but he's our youth leader. Selva and his wife lead our youth group that we work with. Ethan and I are in the same ministry. It's called Los Guido. And we work with a youth group, and we do English classes with elementary school kids that go to the school we work in, and with the youth group kids. So at first, I was pretty upset about teaching English because I'm not very good at it. And at the beginning of the year, we took a survey to try to figure out which ministry you'd be in. And the question was about teaching English. And on a scale of 1 to 5, which one? 1 was makes me want to throw up, and 5 was excited. And I put 1, and now I'm teaching 2 classes. So that's all right. But the kids are like ages. In our youth group, they're ages 12 to 21, so-ish. They can keep coming as long as they're, like, not married, basically, and they live with their parents. And there are quite a few kids, but these are some of the regulars. Not going to go through names because not like that matters. But, yeah, just the past couple weeks, we've started to get closer to these kids. It's difficult with the language barrier because I'm not good at Spanish, so I can't really talk to them. But when we get back, we leave Thursday, yeah, the next 2 weeks when we're home, we have 2 different camps because now is like their summer break. So we have to speak Spanish for basically 2 weeks. And they told us that we have to speak Spanish with the other Americans that we're working with too. So, yeah, that'll be difficult. But hopefully Spanish will improve and the language barrier continues to break down during those 2 weeks. And after we got to know some of the kids and their situations and how terrible some of them are, maybe a month and a half ago, I don't know, our female student life director had extra money from her church, and we decided to buy food for the kids because a lot of them don't have money to go to school or buy food. And we delivered the food bags to their houses, or what they use as houses. It was pretty eye-opening. I don't have pictures of that because it would have been probably embarrassing for me to take pictures of their shed. But, yeah, it was eye-opening and made me realize that even though I live in a small house here, at least it's a house with actual walls, not sheet metal stuck together. But, yeah, it's made me realize how good things are here, and I'm excited to see these kids again. Probably the thing I'm most excited for when I go back to Costa Rica. And let's see. Do I point it this way or this way? Don't know. Aw. There we go. Sorry. Okay. I should let you do this. And my favorite part of Costa Rica is the sky and the mountains. It's very beautiful, so that's one thing. Every morning I walk up to the villa and I see the mountain and the sky. It makes me actually be thankful to be there. But yeah, the sky, I think my favorite part is that it reminds me, a thing I've been learning about God is just how great and how vast he is and how small I am. So that's, I mean, makes sense to give him control and to trust in him if he's, the sky's that big and he's way bigger than that. So, but yeah, just wanted to see the three pictures and thank you. I'll be back in May.
Good morning. So she's more prepared than I am. I don't even have a PowerPoint. I just wrote a couple of notes down on my bulletin. So I don't have pictures. So I just decided I'm going to talk about some common questions that I get asked about Costa Rica. One of the main ones is, what's my favorite part? Probably the most generic answer is the beach, but not for the way you may think. So we went to, it's called Playa Blanca, and during this trip, we had baptisms, and that was really cool to see because there was probably a fourth of our kids, or my fellow peers, got baptized, and that was really, really beautiful to see God changing their hearts and just seeing that he's at work in them. Also, when we were at the beach at night, I think it was the last night we were there, a group of us went out on the rocks. It was dark, and there was a storm in the background. It was really pretty. Wish I had pictures, but I don't. We just talked about, so we went there for Thanksgiving. We just went in a circle and talked about what we were thankful for and what God is teaching us. And again, just hearing the stories and the way God is working in them, it's definitely a big eye-opener because a lot of times we like to focus on ourselves and what's God doing for me. But when you take a step back and like, well, God's not just working in me, he's working in all these people. It's really a cool picture to see. Another question. What's your biggest struggle? For me, it's not really living with all the people, as Elena said, but for me, it's because I love the people. They're hilarious. For me, it's probably the Bible classes because they challenge you and they force you to think deeper about your faith and take it more seriously and make it your own. And that's something I never really did before. I went to Gap. With that, the classes, I get asked, what was your favorite class and what was your least favorite class? Well, I don't have a favorite or a least favorite. I like them all almost the same, but if I had to pick, I would probably pick soteriology, which is the study of salvation. During this class, it talks about how terrible of a person I am and and what it means that Jesus came and what the cross really did for me and just understanding that I could do nothing to earn my salvation. It was a gift from God. That was something that I definitely needed to hear. It was hard to hear, but it was really good. Again, during this class, there was a lot of people who were awakened. God spoke to their heart and changed them, and they were saved during this class. And it was really cool to see and just the testimonies that came from that. Ministry, Elena already talked about ministry. We work with youth group. I'm excited for camp. I'm not sure if she's as excited as I am, but I am pumped. I'm in Spanish too, but that does not mean I am better at Spanish. I struggle a ton. My teacher actually tells me I need to stop speaking English in Spanish class because I rely on my English way too much, but I'm really excited for camp in the next 2 weeks, but another question I get asked is, what is God teaching you? God's taught me a lot this trip. One of the biggest things is that people are fallible, but God is not. That although you get disappointed by people all the time, God will never fail you. And just learning to depend on him and him alone is something that he's sanctifying me in constantly. Because I'm a people pleaser, I'll admit it. I like making people happy and I like making them feel good. And I don't like it when people don't like me. So that's something I'm struggling with is I don't need to make people happy all the time. I just need to like glorify God and all good things flow from that. Yeah, I don't really know what else to talk about, but I'm going to quote Elena and say I'll be back in May. So, all right.